This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's get retarded in here.
And the bass keeps running, running. Celebrating 23 years of the Don and Mike Show. Here's Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak.
That brings back some memories, but that's what this week is all about.
Absolutely.
Remembering the Don and Mike Show and Don Geronimo's contribution to radio and to our lives. We're, again, going to take a look at and a listen to some delightful stuff that you've either not heard for a very long time or perhaps never heard at all. Now, Rob Spiewak has historically been the show historian.
Thank you.
Rob may know more about the detailed history of the Don and Mike Show than Don and Mike do themselves. I would certainly say that's the case with Charlie Stuang Stabilak. I believe, Rob, you know some of Charlie's history and remember the important events and dates in his lives at least as well as Charlie and maybe as well as Mike.
I have a file in my computer all about when he burned the orphanage down, but we'll talk about that later. Charlie Stuang Stabilak, born December 13th, 1940.
There it goes.
He maintains a few residences. I think my favorite is the old house on the Wilson Bridge, but also he has a small place on Constitution Avenue. I think it's near, right near about 16th Street, if you ever see it. It's on the right as you go into Washington, D.C., and he maintains a residence in Hyattsville with his brother Matthew.
Right.
This is a sad Charlie segment.
Really?
Yeah. Charlie's dying.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm pleased to report he got better.
Oh, good.
He has amazing regenerative powers.
Yes, he always has.
So we'll check out Dying Charlie, and also at the tail end of this segment, some real classic Bart as a baby, and it's just painfully cute.
Bart from Wava?
Yeah, yo, this is old stuff.
Cool.
He's maybe two-ish. Funny, he doesn't look two-ish. No, he's about two-ish here, and I think you'll really enjoy this stuff. So we have Dying Charlie and Crying Bart on the best of Don and Mike.
Listen, you've been impacted by the storm. I know FEMA got a lot of crap that they weren't taking care of people.
Right. Right.
They fired the guy that was the horsey man, the guy that raised Arabian horses.
Uh-huh.
We will now call, I'm not sure exactly where this is, if this is in Baton Rouge.
I think it's the actual national headquarters for FEMA.
All right. Anyway, here we go. Now, are they ready for the call? Like, it's okay to go on the air?
I hope so.
They know you're calling.
All right, FEMA.
Good.
Here we go. It's a hurricane update for you.
Very good.
Mazda office of FEMA.
Yes. This is the Don and Mike Show. You're on the air right now. We were supposed to talk to somebody about the hurricane.
Oh, you'd like to speak to the national director?
Yes, please.
Hold, please.
Oh, good. You're right to the top.
Hello?
Is this FEMA?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
National headquarters of FEMA.
Yeah, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What?
This is the Don and Mike radio show.
Don.
Yes.
Don Geronimo.
Yes.
It's me.
Who?
Charlie.
Oh.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Don.
Charlie.
I'm working for FEMA now. How you been?
I've been fine.
When what a disaster.
When did you get hired by FEMA?
About a week ago.
Uh-huh.
They kicked the other guy out. It was really bad. We've enough marshmallow fluff and chocolate milk and circus peanuts for 2.5 days.
Charlie?
No problem.
Charlie?
Those are the two words I say most all the time.
What, no problem?
No problem.
Charlie, can you?
Don?
Yes, Charlie?
I haven't been feeling very well.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Mike.
Not again, Charlie.
Oh, God. Can't do Charlie anymore.
Is it Mike Vernon?
It is Mike.
Mike.
I can't do Charlie anymore.
Okay.
I'm getting old, Don.
No,
that's what it is.
You burned the candle at both ends.
I got 10 hours of sleep. My resume has been under consideration for months. Do Charlie, they always say. And I'm trying.
Let's
all the time.
Let's forget this, Mike.
Listen to Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Don.
Let's forget this. That's
so sad.
That's so sad. What's gonna happen? What, Mike?
Hello?
There you go. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Like a Three Stooges short after Curly had the stroke.
You know what? I don't know. Charlie, I think Charlie is really in rough shape.
You said that 3 years ago and you came strong.
I know. That surprised me that time.
Charlie, what did you do last night?
Went to sleep at 9:45.
Rubber balls and liquor.
What did you do for school? What did you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What are you going to do after school today?
Rubber balls and liquor.
That's true.
Makes no sense.
I know, it makes no sense.
I don't know.
It was a great joke. So, Charlie, what's wrong with Mike's voice?
I'm not really sure, you know. I think perhaps he's had too many late nights.
I think so.
Do you think?
Yes, Charlie.
He quit smoking.
I know he did, but he didn't quit drinking.
No, he didn't.
Oh, now, see, there. See, now.
Listen to what happens when you bring that up. Don.
Yes, Charlie.
Don't make him do that. Don't make him do that.
Charlie, I can't make Mike do anything. He's a grown man.
F-E-M-A. FEMA. But well, now listen to that. You see what happens?
What happens, Charlie?
Wow. It's like a bad train.
Yes.
Here comes the Charlie train pulling into Froggy Station.
Oh, my God.
Charlie train coming into Froggy Station.
See, I should have known something was up when mm-hmm. you answered as, like, a fake voice.
Well, no, that was really, I was actually just doing that. You know, I was totally confident in the Charlie. I thought it was going to be fun.
I'll burn brightly just before the light goes out. Charlie, sick.
Charlie
goes from being sick to not being sick, though.
Yes, I know.
Because he can talk like this. But if he relaxes, he sounds like this.
I see.
Can you do the grown-up voice?
Of course I can.
Well, that's good.
Sort of.
How long can you maintain the Charlie grown-up voice?
I think I could do it for a while. It depends. This is as new to me it is to you.
Let me try the hotline again.
Joe, with the could I get a glass of water, please?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to call you back on the hotline.
Okay.
So now try it in the grown-up voice and see if... Okay, we're going to call FEMA now to see what their answer is.
Hello. You've reached FEMA. The FEMA organization. How are you?
Who is this?
This is Mr. Stewing Stavlock. Who's calling, please?
Charlie, it's Don. I mean...
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Do you have any questions about our recent disaster relief?
Mike,
anything we can help you with?
Do you think we should permanently change Charlie's voice?
Not really. I just got my water and I'm feeling better now.
Ah.
Everybody's going to get an MRE. An MRE and $2,000.
Wow.
Yes, sirree. We got it all in control.
But if you have any more questions, you could file them with our receptionist and give them to me.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Charles Stewing Stabilak.
Thank you, Charlie.
I talk softly. It's better.
The death of Charlie.
I lost some of the debit cards. Goodbye.
Bye, Charlie. Bye-bye.
I don't know. I just don't know.
What if one day
hello.
You are...
Hello, hello,
hello. What if
hello.
One day you really are on that voice box?
Well,
I know we kid about that a lot.
You know what we'll do? We'll take advantage of it.
Can we play a game? Nick or team?
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie is doing fine, and I predict Charlie will have another comeback. He will.
Good.
He will.
This week?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. You check in with Charlie? No. No way.
See, you're thinking about what you're going to be doing this week.
That's right. Well, I'm thinking about tomorrow night, right? No. Charlie, don't ask for Charlie on Thursday.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this fatal like in New Orleans where they said to, you know, put your Social Security number on your arm.
Exactly.
Do you have any relatives that we could train?
To do Charlie?
To play the role of Charlie?
You know, I think perhaps I'll start working the kids into it and see if I can train them. I know Elizabeth.
Catherine or Elizabeth?
Catherine's really not the first choice for that. Either one of them could do it. I think Catherine or Elizabeth. So we'll work on the Charlie voice this weekend.
And listen, let's not take Carla out of this equation.
I don't think she could do it. I really don't think.
She's
young. She is.
She's young.
A younger, better voice.
But you see, Charlie's here.
Yes.
But you hear he's just a little raspy. Can you hear that at the end?
Yes.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
And if he's really, like, tired, then it sounds like that.
But it's really if Mike is tired.
But Mike got a good night's sleep.
That's what I keep hearing.
He really did.
But there's a difference between restful sleep and passing out.
If you'd asked for Charlie yesterday, no way.
Yeah.
No way, Jose.
When did we first start talking about this? Was it last week one day? And I remember when I brought it up last week, you were on that day, you were in perfect Charlie voice.
This is true. And I thought I would be today, but I just...
Okay. Hold on a second.
Maybe it's the ragweed.
Charlie update. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Tom.
Hey, is Charlie there?
Yes, he's right here, Tom.
Hey, what are you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Do the monster. Do the parrot.
Here's the replacement.
La, la, la. La, la, la.
Tom, how would you like to be the new Charlie?
Good.
Would you really like to be the new Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, let's start. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
What's your last name?
Charlie Stebbach.
Tom.
Yes?
Hey, Tom, I'm ill.
You're ill?
Call me in the hospice.
Charlie's in the hospital.
No, the hospice.
Hospice?
Yes, spell hospice.
Not a chance.
Hospice, I don't know.
Spell it.
How do you spell sick?
Hello?
How do you spell sick, Tom?
S-I-C-K.
He knows that.
That's
shocker
his,
that he knows
that's
that
That's on his forehead, backwards, so he can read it in the mirror.
I tell you, it's a sad day when I got this guy pulling me out of the bed.
All right, bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here he is. The next Charlie.
Good to hear from him.
Charlie, the next generation.
What a great run.
And now.
What a great run it's been.
Yes.
Something tells me, you know, what is that thing, Buzz, where they take a TV show and they don't cancel it? They put it on a hiatus, but they give it some type of name. It's not, is it hiatus?
Hiatus is what they do.
Charlie's
on hiatus.
Charlie
right
will
now.
Be on hiatus until further notice.
Until Mike gets his social schedule figured out.
Thank you very much.
And look for me next year on the telethon.
one of whose kids will you be?
I'm going to be Charlie's kids. Charlie's kids.
One of Mike's kids.
Help.
We're here on the telethon to remember the great talent that was Mike O'Mara.
How are you? Now it's back again. What's wrong with me?
We'll be right back.
Don and Mike, the morning zoo.
Bart. Hey, Bart.
I'm my daddy.
Hi, Bart. He picked up the phone by himself, and I've been talking with him now. It rang four times, and he picked it up, and I've been now on the phone with him during that entire song trying to find out if she's there. I need to talk to her. Bart, is your mommy there?
Yeah.
Can you tell mommy that daddy's on the phone?
Okay, I'll follow.
Yeah, tell mommy that daddy's on the phone.
My phone. Daddy.
Frustrating situation, isn't it?
Would you go upstairs and tell mommy that daddy's on the phone?
My mommy.
Yeah.
That I care for, Mom.
Bart?
Bart's just downstairs on the extension.
Are you watching your Mickey Mouse movie? Bart?
Hello, my daddy.
Hello, Bart. Are you watching your Mickey Mouse movie?
Hello, my daddy.
Hello, Bart.
Hello.
Are you watching Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I talk to mommy, please?
Never mind.
Bart, can I talk to mommy?
The kid's in control right now. I kind of dig this. This is funny.
My mommy?
Yeah, your mommy. No, I'm not mommy's on the phone.
Hi, mommy.
Is mommy in the kitchen? Is mommy upstairs in the kitchen? Bart?
Oh, a little cough there.
Bye, daddy.
Bye-bye.
I think you'll hang up the phone now.
Okay, hang up the phone.
There, good boy.
The morning zoo.
A slight problem at home.
What's going on?
Bart won't leave to go to the grocery store with mommy until he talks to daddy on the radio.
Well, you can understand that.
Music Power 105. Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, you're on the radio now.
But I want a piece of
drive there.
Oh, you want to be at the radio station?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. You got to go to the grocery store with Mommy. What? Bart?
I think he wanted to come to the radio as opposed to...
Oh, jeez.
Do you think, would a high Bart get him out of this? Would
no.
I, no.
Hey, Bart? Bart, Daddy will see you when I get home today, okay?
Sounds like a cat.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, my son.
Hey, Bart. Bart. Bart, Daddy's going to hang up if you're not a big boy. Bart.
I'm sorry, Daddy. We'll work out this problem and talk to you later.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. I'm being attacked. Okay, wait.
Bart. Bart, hey, you. Bart, don't you scream at Mommy.
Oh, jeez. Sounds like a little trouble over there today.
Wow.
Oh, man. That last one. That very last one. Wow. Well, that was a sound.
WAVA.
You don't want to call home again just to see if everything's all right. I really think it would be a good idea.
First, you want me to fake him out. She said, tell him he's on the radio. Hello? Did you say you're sorry?
It wasn't a good idea to call.
Hey, Bart? Are you going to be a good boy today for Mommy? Bart? Bart, listen to me. Bart, I want you to tell Mommy you're sorry.
Okay, kiss, 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 kiss. Oh, my gosh, kisses.
Okay, you got some kisses for me? Okay. I love you.
Well, I mean, but it ended nicely, you see?
All right.
It's okay. All this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.